But one of those heresies is that we don't know how to raise cost by improving quality. Exciting enough to the pragmatic, traditional business person, there are, thank you, there are more valuable or more, what I would hope would be more persuasive factors, and that is it's measured in customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. I sat in the corner of a cafeteria in the Ford Motor Company about 10 years ago, and I'd spent one whole day with whomever I could visit with, people that installed our electronic equipment, who serviced it, who paid the bills, and so on. I didn't see any big shots. And one fellow berated me for 10 or 15 minutes about the fact that he couldn't reconcile our shipping tickets and their receivables with the payable that they had. Mm-hmm. Didn't add any value to the Ford Motor Company. So I spent 3 weeks trying to do this. Now, my salary, since he added this all up, mm-hmm. Ford Motor was dissatisfied with Motorola. Mm-hmm. He's Ford Motor Company. He was telling everybody at lunch breaks and so on, that I don't like doing business with Motorola. They waste too much of my time. Now, when we fix that matter, and finally he had months and months of satisfactory relationship, the big value now is we've at least eliminated the complaint, but we may have somebody saying, "No, I really like doing more business with Motorola." Well, that's in value. There's the greatest value of all. Whatever is the way of articulating total customer satisfaction is the really great benefit. Now, how does it translate in companies like ours? There was a recession, we are told, in 1992 and 1991. It didn't impact me. Now, that's an inaccurate statement, so I'll put a parenthetical interpretation in there. Recessions impact everybody because you end up with price competition that's more exaggerated very vigorous efforts and claims on the part of competitors who are trying to hold their position. So we have to scrap harder to get what you get. But we kept increasing our share of market because now there was plenty of supply, and why doesn't the guy who wants something buy it from the best supplier? And if we're the best supplier, are we best? Our quality is best. Our prices don't go up because quality takes our cost down. So we get a bigger share, and we weren't laying people. Our sales were holding up. We had some growth. A little pressure on the profit margin, not because the quality was up, but because the other fellow was saying, "I'll practically give you my product." Well, we'd have to meet a price competition. That's the American mm-hmm. way. So there's gigantic payoffs, and the engineers appreciate that. Really plays off to the engineer in that if his company's sales volume holds up, then there's the opportunity to continue to allocate whatever your percent for engineering is against that high base. So the budgets for engineering hang on too. Gee, I guess I better, design faster. We get to market faster, we'll get our market share up, we'll keep the sales volume up, therefore the engineering budget. Anyway, the whole thing cycles around, you know that story very well. Our people understand that. And so the quality thing is absolutely the supreme driver as far as our company is concerned. Some people say, "Oh yes, quality is very good. We think highly of quality, but we think going for profit margin is very good, and we have a very special approach to advertising." Yeah, those are all good things too. None of them rank with quality in our estimation. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we probably are rather unique in that we are biased overwhelmingly to quality being the determinant of total customer satisfaction. And that drives so many